ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. وقال تعالى: وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. دل میں را ہو جائے ایک میدانے ہو، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدانے ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھوں جدھر. Respected elders, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Respected brothers, few points that I want to bring to your notice and I want to speak about. One is the ni'mat that we enjoy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us as human beings. Allah ta'ala could have created us some worm living in filth, or some type of animal which is completely haram, najis, which even if you slaughter and you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it would not become halal. Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us as human beings. Then Allah ta'ala gave us all the ni'mas that we can think of, particularly here in this country: food, drink, freedom of movement. Wherever we want to go, we can go. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given us air, Allah has given us oxygen. And then most importantly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us iman. What greater ni'mas than this? And all the ni'mas that we are enjoying, so many ni'mas that we know, but bulk of the ni'mas we don't even know that we are enjoying those ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah ta'ala and make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to say shukr with your mouth, with our mouths, with our lips, and do lip service, it's of no use. Shukr in the true sense of the word is to abstain from and to stay away from sins, from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is shukr in the true sense of the word. Anybody, if a person doesn't make long ibadat, if he just confine himself to the fara'id, to the fara'is, the salah, the five times salah, roza, zakat, hajj, if hajj has become farz on him, and maybe a little bit zikr here and there, but the most important thing is that he stays away from haram, from wrong, from sin, from disobedience of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person will be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the true sense of the word. One side we got the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we abuse those ni'mat and we use it in doing sin. That is not shukr. Shukr in the true sense of the word is to abstain from haram. That is why Allah Rabbul Izzat says in our that وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. Stay away, abstain, shun all forms of ma'asiyat, haram, wrong, sin. Which kind? Those that are apparent, that are open, open sins also, and hidden sins. Open sins, there are many, many. The farazes that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made faraz upon us. To discard those farais, namaz for example, roza, zakat. To leave out all that is haram, it's sin. Zahir, open sins. Then, to disobey our parents, break off our relationship with our families, and also, together with that, to backbite, to fight, to quarrel, to curse, to do backbiting, to carry tales from one person to another person and make people enemies of one another. These are all open sins. To earn haram, to eat haram, to consume haram, to do haram business, to buy backdoor goods, for example. To be in business, when a customer comes, we tell him lies, we deceive him, we rob him, we tell him this is the cost price. In the meantime, that is not the cost price. The cost price is much, much less than that. And then we take extra money from him. We don't reveal to him, we don't tell him the defects in the goods. Then usury, interest, riba, viaj, sood, all that is haram, open haram. Also, zina, open haram. There are many, many. And time doesn't permit me to make mention of all of that. And the hidden ones, pride, arrogance, looking down upon people, having a low regard of people, treating people with contempt, anger, jealousy. These are all hidden sins. Also, not to guard our sight, our eyes, our gaze. They say that it's also hidden. A person is walking, and he gazes at a wrong thing. A woman gazes at a strange man. Man gazes towards a strange woman. Nobody can see it, it's hidden. And this also, people don't make mention of this also. To make ghibat, one is making ghibat openly with the tongue. But to make ghibat with the heart, to think bad about people, to have bad thoughts about people, to be suspicious on people, to think bad about people, that is ghibat of the heart. That's also haram. Hidden sins. Hidden sin also, for example, a person is fulfilling his carnal desire with his wife. And at that time, he thinks of another woman. That is zina, completely. All the muftis will tell you that. People don't talk about these things. Or vice versa, na'udhu billah. For a man to do that is bad. For a woman to do that is even worse. And we must not be shy to talk about these things, because these things are happening in the society. If you go to the muftis, you go to the mashayikh, it is in their letters. People ask them that this is what I've got, this particular weakness in me. So these things are happening in the society too. So that is why Allah says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. Leave out, shun, throw away, chuck away all types of sins, whether they are open sins or they are hidden sins. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمَ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, those who earn sins or earn wrong, what will happen? They will be given the reward accordingly because of the things that they were doing. And then, brothers, when we do wrong, then we've got to face the music also. We've got to face the music also. No wrong goes without unnoticed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person carries on doing wrong. Maybe he's taking drugs. Maybe he's drinking wine or anything that causes intoxication. Allah leaves him. Allah leaves him. Allah leaves him. Eventually, when he gets caught, and then he gets caught. During the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one person was caught and he was brought to Umar radiallahu anhu, that Amir al-Mu'mineen, this person is caught drinking wine. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the first time I did it. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, never, Allah will never expose you if you did it the first time. You must have been doing it many, many times, and then eventually Allah ta'ala exposes you. So, my respected friends, that is why the ummah is suffering. Individually also you find ummah is suffering. Collectively also the ummah is suffering. Which wrong is there? Not in the ummah, this beloved ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this happens, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to bring a man to his senses, for him to make tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts him into difficulties. I'm not saying this, the Quran says. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Any difficulty that comes to you, it is because of the doings of your hands. فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all forgiving much of the things that Allah Ta'ala forgives. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرُجِعُونَ. That you find facade, corruption, unrest. You find it is rife in the land and in earth. Corruption, facade, fitna, unrest, turmoil. You find that it is rife in the land also and in the seas also. Why bima kasabat aydin nas? Because of the doings of the people. What do people do? Why? Liyudhiqahum ba'dalladhi. Why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bring all these conditions? So that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may make them taste the fruits of their doings, of their wrongdoings. And that also why Allah ta'ala do it? La'allahum yarji'un. So that they can come to their senses, they can turn back to Allah, they can make ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, they can repent unto Allah, they can make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's doors of tawbah, acceptance of tawbah is always open. And brothers, similarly, when a person makes zulm and makes wrong, he does wrong, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about somebody who is a greater zalim than the zulm that he was making. And Allah ta'ala imposes him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes him subject to that zalim. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's armies are many, many. Different, in different forms, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got his polices, Allah ta'ala has got his armies. The crooks, the thieves, the hijackers, the people who do armed robberies, these are all different forms of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's armies. And I'm not saying this. Allah ta'ala says this in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Because of the wrong that they were doing, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about these kind of conditions where you find somebody who can do greater zulam, they come and they make zulam on the people. So happiness, success is in our hands. And misery and failure is also in our hands. However we live here in this world, accordingly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring conditions. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make the things happen here. And the Shahi says it very nicely. Jaise karni vaise bharni, jaise karni vaise bharni, na maane to karke dekh. However you do, that is how the conditions will come. And if you don't believe it, then do it and see it for yourself. Jannat hai jahannam bhi, na maane to marke dekh. There is jannat also in akhirat and there is jahannam also. And if you don't believe it, when you die, then you will see it for yourself. So, what depends what conditions we want in the world. If we want good conditions to come, then we need to obey Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we want bad conditions to come, then that is also in our hands. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna Allah ta'ala idha ahabba al-abd, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves a servant of his, da'a Jibreel, he calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes, and Allah Ta'ala says and declares to him. What does Allah Ta'ala say to him? Inni uhibbu falanan. I love so and so. Fa ahbibu, you also love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam goes and he goes into the heavens and he makes this announcement. Inna Allah Ta'ala ahabba fulanan fa ahibbuhu. O people of the heavens, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves so and so. You also love him. And then what happened? They love him. And then what happens? فَيُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then in the heavens and in the earth, that person is an accepted servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever sees him, they love him. And then you find many people whom people don't love. The reason for that is also in the same hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not love him, and Allah ta'ala despises him, and Allah hates him, Allah calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah says to him, إِنِّي أُبْغِدُ فَلَانًا. I don't like so and so. For abghidhu, you also dislike him. You also must not like him. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam goes and he makes this announcement everywhere. For so much so, then what happens? In the people's hearts also, there is dislike for this person. Why? Not just because Allah ta'ala hates him for no reason. It is because he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, if we want people to love us, not only people, even our families, our wives, one buzurg says, I know exactly when Allah is happy with me. And I know exactly when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is displeased with me. So they asked him how. He says, when Allah is happy with me, my wife obeys me. My children obey me. Even my animals obey me. And when Allah ta'ala is displeased with me, I see it even in my animals. That the animals also disobey me. So my respected friends, the benefit of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala far outweighs the harms or the disobedience that a person gives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is far much more more happiness in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ji. Comes in a hadith, it comes in kitabs, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rasulullah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. He was asked by somebody that, oh Abdullah bin Abbas, rajulun kathirul kathirul ibadati wa kathirul zunub. There are two types of person. One person makes a lot of ibadat of Allah ta'ala, but at the same time, he doesn't safeguard himself from haram, from disobedience of Allah ta'ala. And there's another person, he is also, he doesn't make a lot of ibadat of Allah. He just confines himself to the farais. But he doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which of the two are better? What did Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and he says that there is nothing to match the virtue, the thawab of a person who abstains from haram. All the ibadat in the world cannot match that ibadat that a person makes when he abstains from ibadat. Although he doesn't practically make a lot of ibadat, a lot of tasbih, a lot of namazas, a lot of rozas. No. Abstains from haram out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is a muttaqi and he is in the zikr of Allah ta'ala 24 hours, even if he doesn't make long namazas. Yeah. So it also mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once called Hazrat Abu Bakr Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, and he said to Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, oh Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, oh Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas, stay away from haram, you will be regarded as the greatest worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person can read Quran, for example, how long can he read Quran? He reads tahajjud, he reads nawafil, how long can he read? Eventually he gets tired. But a person who abstains from haram, from sin, from disobedience of Allah ta'ala, that person is all the time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time. And my respected friends, then unfortunately you will find sin that some people might be in a habit of doing something wrong and they cannot leave that bad habit. There is a solution to that problem is also. The solution to that problem is from what we understand from the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the advisors of our buzurgani din. Quran says very that wasbir, clearly wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladina yad'una rabbahum, be with those in the company of those people who remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala morning and evening. That's one. And the other thing, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says, and we see from different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where you find this person, he killed 99 people, eventually killed 100 persons. And what was he told? He was told that leave your place where you were committing the sin, go to a certain village where there are people that are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and join them. But don't go back to your village, to your place where you were, because the environment is no good. And if you go to that particular place, the people are worshipping there, worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with them, and inshallah, then what will happen? Allah will forgive you your sins, and you will also get out of this habit of killing people and eating people. So our buzurgan din also say the same thing, that if you are involved in a certain sin or certain sins, then get in touch with the buzurg of your choice, the sheikh of your choice, and stay in his company. Then you won't have to leave the haram. The haram, the wrong will leave you. Very, very easy. You won't have to make all the effort of leaving the haram. The haram will leave you, inshallah al-aziz. So it's very, very easy. Alhamdulillah, we've got in our country such personalities where we become bayat with them, or we get into touch with them, and we stay in their company. You don't have to become bayat with him. We've got ulama also, mashallah, here in Middelburg also, wherever we are, in whichever part of the South Africa we are, if we are looking for ulama, we will find them. We take our guidance from them. And the easiest thing to do, brothers, what that person who killed 100 persons, what was told to him, let us also bring it into our lives. Let's join the work of Dawat and Tabligh. And inshallah, through the barakat of Dawat and Tabligh also, we will leave our bad habits of anger, of jealousy, of pride, of any wrong that we may be doing. And as long as we have got this life, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity to turn to him, to make tawbah to him, to repent unto him. But once this life is gone, brothers, the opportunity for tawbah is gone. So whilst we are alive, Allah has given us this opportunity. Let us make amends. Let us reform ourselves. Let us improve ourselves. Let us be in the company of those people who do good, who do virtue. Inshallah, through the barakah of that, Allah will also make us virtuous, inshallah. Allah give me also tawfiq to make amal. Allah give you also tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي للطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم الإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون وقال تعالى وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون وقال تعالى وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير وقال تعالى ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي يعملوا لعلهم يرجعون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد عبده ورسوله وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وفاطمة سيدة نسائها للجنة رضي الله عنها والحسن والحسين سيد أشباب أهل الجنة رضي الله عنهما وحمزة وأسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس ولديه مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم من بعد غرضا فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي
الباقي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم. ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Straighten yourselves, please, brothers.